Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the Great Forest Park Balloon Race is always a tasty event, but maybe never more than on this Saturday night when there is a special Great Forest Park Balloon Race dinner. And it's going to be hosted by world-renowned chef David Burke, and the executive chef for the event is Robert Cantu, and he joins me here this morning. So Robert, what is in store for the folks tonight?
So when we were putting our heads together for this balloon dinner, we found it a real challenge. There's not a lot of balloon-shaped or style food out there, so we had to really think about what we were doing. So first course is bubbles, so you know, air-filled pockets of goodness. We have a beet bubble on top of berries and cheese, local goat cheese. Second course is a hot air steamed black bass, which we're going to fill an oven-safe bag full of soup, and we're going to steam it. It's going to blow up like a big balloon. Third course is a Parmesan dome, which I call the Parmesan bubble, which when you crack it, it reveals the entree underneath. And then last course, which is our kind of our piece de resistance, is the sugar balloon. So there's a famous restaurant out there called Alinea who does this this helium sugar balloon that actually is edible. We were able to figure out how to do it. It took us about a month because there's no clear instructions on how to do it. So we figured it out, and it's going to be part of our awesome dinner.
The only thing I can think about like that is Jiffy Pop. Remember Jiffy Pop?
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of balloons up. But this sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, it had to be fun putting this together.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of research and development that went into this. You know, we do kind of stretch the language a little bit when you talk about bubbles and balloons, but it's all air-filled themed, all of our food. So.
And knowing what's under those bubbles, it sounds like it's just going to be delicious.
Yes, definitely.
So talk about, this is a very special event. There's only so many seats available, and so it's a kind of a, like I said, a very special dinner.
Yes, so David Burke typically comes in about 4 to 5 times a year to visit us. We go over the menus and that kind of thing. You know, he really loves balloons. I found out this a month ago. So that's why he wanted to do this dinner. He loves hot air balloons. So he came in and we did the menu together, and it's great to have him here. And if, you know, the locals want to meet, you know, David Burke, it's the best chance to do so.
So what's it like to work for and with David Burke?
So he's very energetic. You know, he moves fast. He is kind of a maestro of the kitchen, I would say. He moves very fluidly. He just knows what he has to do next, which is awesome. And his ideas are very whimsical. As when it comes to food, he takes something that's familiar and twists it to make it unique in some sort of way.
Visiting with Robert Cantu, he is the executive chef at Grand Tavern by David Burke here on North Grand and Grand Center. Tell us about you. What's your background?
So I was born in North Carolina, raised in Texas. I've been all over the country, worked in really great food cities. I ended up in St. Louis following my wife's career with WashU Children's, and been here for about 4 years. And, you know, I studied under some really great chefs, which kind of helped me land this job.
And you've been to some other food cities, as you mentioned. We like to think we have a pretty good food scene here in St. Louis. What do you think about it?
I think it's great. The concentration on local is very high here, and the local farmers make it very easy to stay within that realm because there's so many things going on outside of restaurants with farming and cheese making and that kind of stuff that you really don't have to leave the state. You can find great ingredients that are, you know, that are grown under the ground that we walk on, basically.
As a chef, what is your favorite thing to work with, either a dish or an ingredient that you can really get creative with?
I really like taking different approach on familiar things, just like Chef Burke. That's kind of why we work well together. But I really enjoy braising meats and that kind of stuff, just because there's a lot of technique that goes into that, and it's really easy to mess up if you don't know what you're doing. That's one thing I like to. It's kind of like my thing I like to hold on to, especially at home when I'm cooking for myself.
And a lot of us love to get in the kitchen and play, but we're not as good as people like you. What advice would you have for someone who wants to go in and try to do something a little different with their dinner or lunch?
Well, just be confident. Before you, if it's a big dinner that you're trying to do, try to practice it first. Whenever I have chefs that come in that want to work here, I have them do a tasting. I tell them, do something you're familiar with. Don't try to go outside of the box unless you're comfortable and you practice it. So if it's a big dinner, you want to make sure that you've tried it once, and that way you can execute it the day when it needs to be ready right then and there.
So find a willing guinea pig, not a surprised one.
Yes, yes.
All right, and so back to the balloon race dinner. Again, this is at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. Only 30 tickets available, $110 per person, and it sounds like it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's amazing what you've come up with.
Yes, and on top of the food, we have some great wines paired from the local winery, Chandler Hill, and the vintner from that winery is actually coming in for the dinner as well. So a lot of big names showing up for this dinner.
And it's going to be here at the Grand Tavern, right?
Correct, yes.
Grand Tavern by David Burke. It's at 626 North Grand in Grand Center. And Robert Cantu, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Have a great time tonight.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Coming up next, the news on Total Information AM.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.